Welcome to the Innovation Teacher with Dr. Greg Watson, where we explore how innovation is taught across disciplines, from the sciences to the arts, from classrooms to communities. I'm Greg, a professor and lifelong learner, here to share stories and strategies that highlight the creativity and discovery innovators like you are using in education, and how we can build on it. Today's show is called, Can Small Activities Create Big Innovation? Let's dive in. Faculty panic when they hear innovation curriculum, imagining semester-long projects, expensive tech, and complete course overhauls. But what if I told you that a 5-minute classroom tweak could spark more innovative thinking than any major initiative? Major projects overwhelm us, but simple experiments transform our students. Here's what I've learned. Innovation mindset develops through repeated small experiences, not grand gestures. Every time students question assumptions, test ideas, or iterate solutions, their innovation muscle strengthens. When we ask, what if we flipped this in any subject, we're building innovative thinking patterns that transfer across disciplines. The research backs this up beautifully. Bandura's self-efficacy studies show us that small successes build confidence for bigger challenges. Cognitive science reveals that brief struggles enhance learning retention through what researchers call desirable difficulties. And constructivist learning theory confirms what we know intuitively. Students build innovation skills by doing, not just discussing. So here's your 3-minute innovation injection. Add assumption questioning to any lesson. Before presenting standard content, ask your students, what assumptions are we making here? Give them 90 seconds to challenge one assumption, share briefly, then proceed with your lesson. This works in math, history, science, literature, any discipline. Let me share a story that illustrates this perfectly. I know a chemistry teacher who felt enormous pressure to create an elaborate innovation unit. Instead, she started each class with alternative uses for common lab equipment. Just 30 seconds thinking, 30 seconds sharing. Her students began naturally questioning standard procedures and proposing experiment modifications. By semester's end, student-generated lab improvements became automatic. She achieved more innovative thinking than the previous year's major project-based unit ever accomplished. Here's your Monday action step. Choose one routine moment in your teaching this week. Add a single question. How else could we approach this? Give your students 60 seconds to brainstorm with no evaluation needed. Repeat consistently, and innovation becomes habit, not event. Start small, stay consistent, and watch mindsets shift. Innovation isn't about creating inventors, it's about developing adaptive thinkers. These micro moments teach students their most crucial life skill, comfort with uncertainty and change. Every small classroom experiment prepares them for a world that rewards flexible, creative problem solving. Thanks for listening to The Innovation Teacher with Dr. Greg Watson. If you found this valuable, subscribe, share, or leave a review. It helps more educators and innovators bring creativity and problem-solving into every classroom. Want practical tools to bring innovation into your teaching? The companion workbook to Teaching Innovation in the Classroom will be packed with lesson plans and activities. Stay tuned at theinnovationteacher.com for the release.